Manuscript Releases, Volume 3. Mr. Number 200. Materials needed for Angel over her tent. Even very small children are to be under the rule of Christ. They can do missionary work in the family from their standpoint, and the Lord will accept their service. They can speak their childlike words for Jesus, and awaken an echo in other young hearts. Many older people have been led to Jesus by the simple words of a child. In many instances, children have put to shame those who have had many opportunities and much experience, but who have done little for the Master and whose talents are rusting from inaction. This is the work that devolves upon every faithful standard bearer, to bring up the men to the colors. The Lord calls for wholeheartedness. We all know that the sin of many professed followers of Christ is that they lack the courage and the energy to bring themselves and those connected with them up to the standard. I have faith to believe you will not stop at the halfway house, but will follow on to know the Lord, that you may know his goings forth are prepared as the morning. The Lord loves us, and all he asks is that you respond to his love. I know of a man who failed to put only one little pin in a saw, and when the machinery began to operate, that saw flew hither and thither, and as a result one man was deprived of two limbs, and that was because of one little pin being left out. Everyone is to be as particular in his lines as I am in mine, the Lord declares. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Here the heavenly angels are looking upon us. We are working in the sight of a holy God, and only with work well done will we pass the grand review. Any work done negligently, the heavenly intelligences have marked with unfaithfulness. People have no idea of the value of time. I am generally up at 3 a.m. or 4. When I was in Europe, I would rise at 3 o'clock. I have entered my 66th year, and my right hand writes a great deal. I feel that every subject in the Word of God is of such vast importance, and when I realize that certain ones need help, I dare not be indifferent. There must be nothing left undone on my part. The last year during my sickness of 11 months, I have sent away 2,500 pages. I must treasure these truths of the Word as gold, and communicate these truths to others as they have been communicated to me. The work of God will elevate you if you will be elevated. Many think that they must live to please themselves, else life is of no value. They indulge in this pleasure and that pleasure. It is their custom to live up to the last edge of means. God wants every man and woman to do his best.